Bibles and turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 24. Luke 24. Luke 24. I'd like to read verses 36 to 39, and I'm actually going to be preaching out of verse 39. The scripture said, "And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you see me have." It was Sunday morning. It was on that first great Sunday morning. The Lord was raised from the dead. And some women came and the stone was rolled away and they looked inside and the Lord wasn't there. And scripture said that two men in shining garments asked him, "Why seek ye the living? Or why do you seek he that liveth among the dead? He's not here. He's risen." And these women went back and told the 11 what they had seen and heard. And scripture said that it sounded like idle tales to them. They couldn't believe that. Peter ran and saw for himself that truly the Lord was not in the tomb. Well, there were a couple of guys that were walking down the road to Emmaus, and the scripture said that the Lord appeared to them. But in Mark chapter 16, verse 12, it says he appeared in another form. They didn't recognize him. Their eyes were holding. And as they were talking, the Lord asked them about their conversation. He said, What are these things that you're talking about? And they said, "Are you a stranger in Jerusalem? You've not known these things that are come to pass in these days." And the Lord said, "What things?" And they said, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a prophet, one that was mighty in deed and word before God and all the people." They said, "Our chief priests and rulers, they had him condemned to death and they crucified him. But today's the third day since these things were done." And the Lord said, "Oh, fools, slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." They got to their house and the Lord made it as if he were going to keep going, and they asked him, "Abide with us, the day is far spent." And he went in to tarry with them, and the scripture says that they sat down to eat, and the Lord took bread and broke it and gave it to them. And when he broke that bread, their eyes were opened. And they knew him. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. And he vanished out of their sight. Scripture says. Well, after those things, they went back and told. Now I'll pick up right here. Let's look at verse 34. Well, no, 33. It says they rose up, these two, same hour, and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, and saying, "The Lord is risen indeed. He hath appeared to Simon." And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And while they were talking, the Scripture says, "And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified, affrighted, supposed that they'd seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your heart? Why are you questioning that which is true?" That's what he said. Why do these restless dreads, these thoughts, arise in your heart? "It's me," he said. I'm out of spirit. Touch me. He said, I'm real. Then he said, "Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. I want you to look," he said, "at my feet and my hands." Now I want us to consider for just a few minutes the Lord's words to his people when he told them, "Behold my hands and my feet. It's me." In those hands and in those feet, no doubt, were the scars, the prints of the nails. He had a reason to tell them, "I want you to look at my hands and my feet." That's where those soldiers put those nails. They nailed him to a cross. Those scars, I don't for one second doubt, are still born right now. The Lord ascended into heaven, and he's going to return in like fashion. But do you know when those scars were first seen? Before the foundation of the world. Revelation 13:8. This is when God the Father beheld those marks. Revelation 13:8. "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world." The Father has ever seen him as the Lamb slain. The marks in his hands and his feet bear witness to them then and to us now by faith of some beautiful, marvelous, mighty truths. He had said unto them, "Peace be unto you." Peace. It's okay. It's okay. "Peace be unto you. Behold my hands and my feet." I'm going to just, for a few minutes, just ask you a couple of questions here on what did the vision, the looking, the beholding of his hands and his feet, what did they bear witness to? Well, first of all, knowing that he had laid down his life for the sheep. That's what he said. I laid down. No man takes my life from me. He set his face as a flint to the cross. He said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and finish the work. And he laid down his life willingly, obediently, as the lamb. God, my son, will provide himself a lamb. Here's the lamb. Here's the lamb. Here's the sacrifice. And he laid down his life upon a Roman cross. It had been prophesied. He's going to be nailed to a cross. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He's going to be lifted up. He laid down. He said, behold my hands and my feet. Those scars in his hands and his feet bore witness to this truth. Having cried from the cross, having been made sin, and crying from the cross, it's finished. It's finished. He said, you look at my hands and my feet. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that be in Christ Jesus. It's finished. The Lord, being made sin, bore in his own body the guilt and sin. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me. They're more than the hairs of my head. Being made sin and dying under the judgment of God Almighty in the stead of his people, he has suffered and died for his sheep. And there is now no guilt for them to bear. Peace be unto you. It's finished. Behold my hands and my feet. Those marks in his hands and his feet bear witness to this truth. God is just. God's just. Where sin was found upon the Lord Jesus Christ, when the law beheld sin, and he was made sin. He who knew no sin. You know my thoughts on that. As I've said before, I would never want to be disrespectful. As Brother Scott told me, don't you ever try to water down the substitutionary work of Christ. Don't you ever try to tiptoe through the tulips and walk on, you know, thin ice and stuff. He said, you declare what God's Word declares. He hath made him sin, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Those hands and feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, when those disciples beheld him, said this, the broken law's demand for justice has been satisfied for all for whom Christ died. This is what those hands and feet declared. Every word and commandment for all found in him has been satisfied. That law said, do and live. And he did, and now he lives, and we live in him. Because of the weakness of our flesh, we know this. We couldn't do that. But he bore our guilt in his own body and suffered the penalty of our sins, made to be his own. And now, beholding, I want you to look at Psalm 32, 1 and 2 if you want to. I'll just read it if you want to just listen. He said, you look at my hands and my feet. And for my people, listen to this word. Psalm 32, 1 and 2. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered, has been atoned for. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and whose in whose spirit there is no guile. Blessed are you that Almighty God has made new in Christ, regenerated by grace. You behold my hands and my feet. Here's the second thing. His hands and his feet are witness to the everlasting security of his people. Peace be unto you. Behold my hands and my feet. Psalm 17:7 says this, show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Lord, save by your power. He said, look at my hands and my feet. These are the hands and feet of God Almighty, one who had power to lay down his life, but to take it again. Take it back. He said, I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it back. And that's power. He said, I laid down my life for you. I was raised in power. Isaiah 59:1 says, behold, the Lord's hand's not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. The Lord said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. Here's a marvelous thing. The Lord said, I give the hearing ear. I give the seeing eye. We were talking last night, and it's a marvel of all marvels that God's people, they hear the Word of God. They hear the Word of God, but they hear it. And the Spirit of God bears witness to their heart that they are the sons of God. How do you know? Well, by the grace of God, I believe God, but the Lord has borne witness to my heart that I'm His child. What source of foundation do you have? I've got His Word. I've got His Word. I've got His Word that says salvation's of the Lord. I've got His Word that you know, I give unto them eternal life and they'll never perish. Is that all you got? That's all I got. That's all I got. That's all I need. That's all I need. I heard someone say one time, if one person dies and goes to hell trusting the Lord, then the Lord was a failure. His Word couldn't be trusted. The Lord cannot lie. He said, I give unto them eternal life. And I'm telling you, Frank, I believe that. I believe that. That's all I got. Peace be unto you. Here's all your security. Here's all your security. Here's all your hope. Here's everything you got right now. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall any man, is in italics, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Behold my hand and my feet. These are the hands of Him who has conquered every enemy that we've got. Here is Jehovah, the fullness of the Godhead in him. He said, you look at me. You look at my hands. Look at my feet. And then lastly, these are the hands and the feet of assurance. Assurance. I just want to read. I want you to turn to John 20. I got to looking at my notes, the comments I was going to make on this, and I thought, no, I don't think I'm going to comment on this. I think I'm just going to read what the Lord said. What He has to say is everything. John 20. Now here is assurance. Here, behold my hands and my feet. Here's the assurance right here. John 20, verse 19 to 31. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst of them, and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Beholding his hands and his feet, they saw, they looked. And he said, blessed, because you've seen. Thomas, the Lord told him, he said, Thomas, I want you to put your hand right here. Put your hand in this nail hole right here. You feel that? He said, it's me. Put your hand right here in my side where they put that spear in. It's me, Thomas. Blessed are you because you've seen. Oh, but blessed are those that haven't seen, but they believe. By faith, we look this morning. By faith, we see his hands and his feet. And in our heart, know when he died, by faith, I believe he died for me. I trust him. That's all I have. That's all I want. I don't want anything else. I don't want anything else. He is our all and in all. Lord, bless the word to our heart. For Christ's sake, we pray.